Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hiya, gang. This is George Dvorak with another half-hour Command Performance, fresh off the assembly line. The music and chatter were installed as per your orders, mailed care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And here to shift the gears and steer us on our way is that Columbia star, Glenn Ford.
Thanks a lot. When we get right down to business, let's bring on the gal. Your vote's put on top this week. The lush thrush that Corporal Joseph Sutton now in Korea would like to be alone on a microphone with.
Excuse me, Glenn, just a moment for the interruption here, but there's something I'd like to ask you.
What is it, George?
Well, suits are kind of hard to get, and you're wearing a good-looking one. Tell me, how do you get your suit?
Oh, all I do is go to 5551 Wilshire Boulevard, walk up two flights.
Uh-huh. Walk up two flights? Then what?
Well, then I wait up there on the fire escape till a man with my build walks down below and I drop a brick on his head.
Uh-huh. Kind of sorry I asked it. Well, Glenn, who is our lush thrush tonight?
Why, she's none other than that blonde charmer of screen and radio who makes the MGM lion roar, and I do mean roar, Marilyn Maxwell.
Well, thanks, fellas.
Well, welcome to Command Performance, Marilyn.
Yeah, Marilyn, welcome to Command Performance. Welcome like anything.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Glenn, and then you too, George.
Yeah, thanks for the assist, George.
Oh, that's all right, Glenn. Move over, will you?
Oh, right. Gentlemen, I'm overwhelmed. All this warmth and affection for one little song and one little singer?
Oh, I can't help it, Marilyn. I'm just nuts about little songs.
Well, Glenn, maybe I can calm you down with the coffee song.
Well, I don't think that's the way to go about it, Marilyn, but let's try it, huh?
Oh, this one ought to be easy. Look who's going to pilot me through the melody.
Why, it's the four hits.
Way down among the billions, coffee beans go by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, cause it's got to fill their quota. And the way things are, I guess they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice.
Tomato juice.
You'll see. No potato juice.
Potato juice.
Cause planters done it. That is all say no, no, no. A politician's daughter wasn't used to drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
You date a girl and find out later she smells like a percolator. Her perfume was made right on the bill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil.
And when they're ham and eggs eat savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the deal. Why, they put coffee in a coffee in Brazil.
No tea or tomato juice.
You mean tomato juice.
You'll see. No potato juice.
That's right.
Cause the planters down in Santa Claus say no, 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 no.
So you add to the local color, serve a coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee
in Brazil.
The four hits. Say, Glenn, I wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed your picture, Gallant Journey.
Yes, the one where I invented the airplane?
Yes. Glenn, tell me, did you ever do any real inventing?
No, but my uncle, who was a real airplane genius, he decided to get the secret of better flying from the birds.
Well, that's logical.
Yes, that's right. He captured 50 birds, then he locked himself into a laboratory and spent days, weeks, months, years studying their construction. And then, too late, alas, after the war had ended, He emerged with an amazing modification of the B-29.
He did?
Yes, he did. Now, you know anybody who would like to buy a B-29 that lays eggs?
Oh, I'm afraid not.
Of course, you know, I invented the B-19.
You invented the B-19?
Yes.
Well, how?
Well, it's very simple. I dropped the B-38 into a buzzsaw.
Oh, very, very whimsical. Right now, we have a special treat for the gang at Armed Forces Radio Station, V-O-U-G, in Labrador. A visit from that 20th Century Fox, Zany, his honor himself, Phil Glad to See Us, Silver. Ah, oh, Phil, it's nice to be on the same show with you.
Marilyn, I got news for you. It's nice to be in the same city with you. Marilyn, I may confess something to you. I really have something to beef about.
Well,
it's about time we got this over with. When I was introduced by you, I got a very nice little hand from the guys here, you know?
Yeah.
When you were introduced, the joints fell apart. They screamed and whistled. What is that?
Well, Phil, please don't mind that. You know, boys will be boys and girls will be girls. You know you can't change that.
I don't want to change it. I just want to get in on it.
Oh, well, enough of this nonsense, Phil. What are you going to do for the boys?
As a matter of fact, I got one stale request from a sergeant that's AWOL. He must have really been in a spot to ask for me, and it's something I don't get a chance much to do in pictures. I'm going to charm the fellows with a little clarinet solo. I'm going to play Stardust in E-flat, making the 8-ball in the side pocket at the same time. Mr. Piano Player, would you give me a little introduction, please? Thank you. I'm ready now. Thanks a lot. Who do you have to know to play a solo? Buddy, do you mind if I play a little too? That's such a strong union. Well, the first few rows lean back just a little. Sometimes when I play this, there's a fine spray comes out of it. Thought I was going to be lousy, huh? What makes a fellow walk out in the middle of a show that's doing pretty good and stop it by playing a stale clarinet? I tell you, it's a form of frustration I deal with. I never get a chance to do anything like this in pictures. It seems in pictures my fate is to be the friend of the hero. There's no way to make a buck, believe me. The pictures I'm usually in are in beautiful Technicolor, and they're usually called Hello, Something Hello. And everybody's happy in the picture. That is, everybody but me. There's always in the middle of the picture, Betty Grable and John Payne have a fight in Betty's apartment, and he walks out of it, leaving me alone with Grable. Great spot? Do I show Betty I'm ready? Do I show Grable I'm able? No. I go looking for him. And like a jerk, I usually find him, too. Where do you find him? In those pictures. When the guy is carrying a torch, where do they go? Barbary Coast. They always go to the Barbary Coast. Nobody ever goes to the Palladium. You can have a little dance while you're looking. Barbary Coast. And when I find our hero, my park calls me to walk up to him where he's standing behind the free lunch counter, and I usually say to him, John, John, don't you remember me? Blinky? That's always my name in the pictures, Blinky. John, how could you walk out on Betty at a time like this? Haven't you noticed her knitting little things? She's monogramming tea bags. John, you're a silly, headstrong, impetuous fool. That girl hasn't slept a wink since you left. How could she? You took the mattress. Fool. Go back to her, John. Tony Pastor is going to catch the show tonight, and she'll leave you. No, don't say goodbye. It'll be easier this way. Just walk. Goodbye, John. Bartender, give me a quart of bourbon and an SOS chaser. Yes, I had a lie to that boy. He won't find the girl he loves, bartender. You know why he won't find her? Because she's dead. Yes, she's dead. You see, she had a favorite song. The very song your piano player is playing now. And she played it incessantly on her record playing machine. And one night, in a moment of madness, while the records were changing, she threw herself into the K-pop and was crushed. Ed Lewis Lee.
on our show.
Why, it's that tenor that we've had lots of requests for. He's one of our favorites, and from that stack of letters, I'd say he's one of yours. Larry Stevens. Prepared, Larry.
Well, for Corporal Bill Nelson, stationed in Manila, and Sergeant Jimmy Reynolds in Tokyo, I'd like to do If You Were the Only Girl.
Well, Mike, it's all yours.
If you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy, with nothing to mar our joy, I would say such wonderful things. There would be such wonderful things to do if you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only for two, with nothing to mar our joy, I would say such wonderful things. There would be such wonderful things to do if you were the only in the world, and I were the only boy.
Why, it's from Sergeant Pete Frawley up in Attu, and he says he's sort of losing touch with current events in the States, and he wants to be brought up to date by an expert on current affairs.
Well, tonight we have such an authority. That eminent intellect and scholar of world renown, Mr. Clifton Finnegan.
Thank you, Mr. Ford.
Well, Mr. Finnegan, you have your thinking cap on,
Nobody told me to bring a hat. I'll come with it.
Never mind. Sergeant Frawley would like to know what you think of inflation.
I think we ought to stay out of it.
Well, would you care to amplify that statement?
No.
Very well. Would you like to state your views on the reconversion problem?
Well, that all depends. Would you?
Well, yes, as I understand it, the plan for reconversion lies in the general reduction of corporate and individual levies, which should, through economic compulsion of consumer goods demand, result in absolute parity of the distribution. Now, is there anything you would like to add?
Anything I could add to the previous statement would be mere repetition. Well, don't look at me. I'm just as surprised as you are.
Maybe we better forget about current events.
Okay, yes.
Okay. What are you doing with yourself these days?
Huh? Oh, usual thing.
No, I mean, what are you doing for a living?
Oh, a living? Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a career man. I just got a job delivering orders for Colucci, the fuel peddler.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's only temporary. His horse is laid up.
How much are you making?
A quarter.
He's paying you a quarter a week?
Yeah, but it ain't as good as it sounds. I gotta work 14 hours a day for it.
Finnegan, you know he's jipping you. I bet he paid the horse more than that.
He paid the horse more than that? Well, Mr. Ford, I'm just starting. I can't compare myself to a horse with 20 years' experience. Besides that, there's another thing, you see. There's a chance for a steady job.
What do you mean?
Well, you know that horse ain't getting any younger. By the by, old boy, what time is it?
Oh, it's 8:15. Why?
Oh, boy, I better get back to work quick.
What's the rush? What's the
Well,
rush?
The horse only takes 10 minutes for dinner, and I don't want Colucci to think I'm expecting favors just because I'm a human being.
Don't rush, y'all.
What's the matter?
Well, I want you to meet Marilyn Maxwell.
Ah, dang. I don't want any part of them. They're all alike. I'm only after one thing. That's money. Christian Finnegan, buy me a tootsie roll. Christian, take my way into the subway. Believe me, Mr. Ford, dames is overrated. You take away their fancy clothes and what do you got? Answer me that. You took the words right out of my mouth. Well, let me tell you something. Dames ain't faithful like dogs are.
No, Finnegan. Look, now just wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you take a dog out dancing?
Well, no.
No. Well, will a dog sit and hold hands with you in the movies?
No, but there's other things that mean something to me.
Well, what's that?
Can a dame scratch the back of her head with a hind leg? Maybe when I get older, I'll meet a nice girl, have a few children, and get married. What's the matter? What?
Finnegan, first you get married, then you have children.
Oh, well, whatever the recognized procedure is.
Well, we'll see whether you're really immune.
Yeah.
Oh, Marilyn, I'd like you to meet Clifton Finnegan.
Hello, Clifton. Honey child, honey lamb, honey love, darling.
Oh.
Well, Clifton, where are you going?
I'm going home to take a cold shower.
Thank you, Professor, for your inspiring message.
Now, Glenn, there's an extra special item of business on hand. Seaman First Class J. Donald Phillips thought The Killers was a wonderful motion picture, and he wants to know if Command Performance can present us its own special version.
Well, I think that can be arranged. George?
Okay, Glenn. Command Performance presents The Killers. It is twilight in a small town. As two furtive figures stealthily approach a diner by the side of the road, they are hired killers, and their mission is death.
Are you all set, knucklehead?
Yeah, Blinky.
Don't call me.
This town is kind of deserted. You think we're in the right place?
I don't know. What does the sign say?
What sign?
Never mind. Let's get inside and rub this guy out.
Okay, but I'm getting sick of this job all the time, killing people. We never get to do anything exciting.
No, you're right, knucklehead.
Yeah.
All we do is shoot people. Shoot, shoot. I'd like to take a day off sometime, ask some people in for dinner, and then poison the food. Knucklehead.
Yeah?
You run into the diner and see if there's anybody there or any booze in there.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Well, what did you see?
Oh, wait a minute. Are we alone?
Sure, we're alone.
Who's that standing next to you?
That's you.
Can I be trusted?
Never mind. Now, what's the dope?
Outside of you, I mean. Well, I walked across the street.
Yeah?
I stuck my head against the glass.
Yeah, yeah?
I look around.
Look, follow the example of your head and come to the point. What did you see?
Well, I see this funny-looking guy with his hat pulled down and his coat pulled up and a gun in his hand. Gee, what an ugly-looking tramp.
That was your own reflection, you schmo. Yeah. Now we're going to pull this job off right now. We got to bump off the sweep. And when we do it, I don't want you to show any signs of cowardice.
Blanky, I don't know the meaning of the word cowardice.
You're that fearless, huh?
No, I just don't know the meaning of the word cowardice. Well, let's go in.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Knucklehead, look at you. You're a mess. I'm ashamed to be seen killing anybody with you.
What's wrong?
Well, look at you. There's ketchup on your tie.
That ain't ketchup.
Oh, look at your clothes. They're so baggy.
What are you talking about? That's a new suit. It comes with two pair of pants.
You got to wear them both at the same time? A killer. Ah, well, let's get into this diner and wait for the sleeve.
Okay. We can eat while we're waiting.
Yeah, I just can't kill anybody on an empty stomach.
Oh,
I'll say. Knucklehead, let's get some music. Put a slug in a jukebox.
Okay.
Chloe by Spike Jones. I love it. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, you behind the counter. Smart boy.
Yes?
Stand at attention when you speak to me.
Yes, sir. Shall I salute?
Shut up. Now, look, smart boy. We want something to eat. What's this on a menu?
Here, I'll wipe that off for you.
Hey, just a minute, smart boy. How about something to eat? Something delicious, like a dish of chow.
Well, how about a businessman's lunch?
No, I ain't a businessman.
Quiet, knucklehead.
Okay.
Now, you, smart boy. Does the Swede come in here for supper?
Well, he usually does, but he won't be in tonight.
Yeah? How do you know?
Well, I saw the movie. I really can't understand it. You look like nice boys. Now, why do you have to go around killing people?
Well, it's a living.
And you?
You
look like a college man. Did you go to college?
College? Is that before or after high school? After. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went to Harvard.
Oh, to Harvard. Well, what did you study?
Nothing. They studied me.
Oh, quiet. Now, look, knucklehead. The Swede will be here any minute. You stand by the door, and when you see him, you plug him.
Okay, Blinky. My slingshot's ready.
Slingshot? You're not going to use a slingshot.
Why not? It's got a silencer on it.
Ooh. Wait a minute. What was that? Smart boy. Who's that back in the kitchen?
Nobody.
Smart boy, I said who's in the kitchen?
Nobody.
Somebody's got a bad case of lower plate wobble. All right, now, whoever's in the kitchen, come out with your hands up.
Well, here I am with my hands up. Now what?
Just stand there. I'll think of something. Wow. And I thought those dishes on the counter were stuffed.
Why, killer.
Let me look at you, girl. Why, you're lovely.
She uses pond.
Honey, want to know something?
Yeah?
You appeal to me. Let me run my fingers through your hair.
Nah, honey, let me run through your hair.
No, that'll be too hard on my chest. I wish I had more time, baby, but we got certain business on hand.
Well, then you better get back into the kitchen.
Well, okay, Swede.
Hey. Ah, cute kid, huh? Funny thing, I thought she called you Swede.
Me? The Swede? They yump in yimini. Are you kidding?
Knucklehead, we found him.
Let me at him. I'll kill him. I'll kill him.
Down, Knucklehead, down. I'll tell you what you do, Knucklehead.
Sure.
You count 10 and then let him have it.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8.
Wait a minute. What happened to 5?
I'm coming to it.
Never mind. Take this, Swede.
Ooh, you got me.
And this.
Ooh, you got me.
And one more.
Ha-ha, you missed me. Uh-oh, that did it.
Well, knucklehead, another day, another dollar. Come here, and I'll carve another niche in your head.
You guys think you're pretty smart. You finally tracked me down and shot me in the diner. But there's one more thing you can count on. You'll get your dessert. Oh, Marilyn.
Yes?
Two rice puddings coming up.
Oh, my God.
Yep, and that goes for Marilyn, the four hits, Larry Stevens, Phil Silvers, Charlie Cantor, the lovable Clifton Finnegan, and George Dvorak, and Mrs. Glenn Ford. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Blanky.
I'll give you such a hit in the head.
This program was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.
The voice of information and...
Education?
Yeah, education.